Blog Talk Radio.
I say potato and you say knock. I say tomato and you say herg. Potato, knock. Tomato, herg. Let's call the whole thing off. I say pajamas and you say nibnob. I say bananas and you say howdy back. Pajamas, nibnob. Bananas, howdy back. Let's call the whole thing off. But oh, if we call the whole thing off, then we must part. And oh,
Tling on code de la.
What? De jut be law. Ha, majachuk, I cannot speak Klingon.
Gios be,
I have no idea what you're saying.
G shock me, and I don't care. But jut you mev.
Oh, hush, you better call the calling off. Let's call the whole thing off.
Okay, here's the part where the Klingon tap dances.
Just use your imagination. But oh, if we call the whole thing off, then we must part. And oh,
bit jeg bit kush vash bit king.
Don't you know any English?
Surrender or die.
Okay, then if you say lu, I'll say okay. You say kai bay, I'll say no problem.
Stop.
Whatever.
Nope, chuckle.
What? We better call the calling off. Let's call that whole thing off.
Cha, wish, losh.
Carla Ulbricht, do it with a Klingon. If I had a copyright.
Figure it out.
Right on the word, I'd say rip this job and you shall be
why a man was not my style. He was rude or or crude or stupid, or he didn't ever smile. But you are kind and charming and the model of restraint. You're just what I was looking for, and that is my complaint. Won't you please do something stupid so I can get over you? If you really cared about me, it's the least that you would do. The perfect man's not in my plan. I got too much to do. So won't you please do something stupid so I can get over you? At the dinner table, you did not show me your scar. You did not say you were in movies and I could be. You didn't show up with your toothbrush, expecting you could stay. You never asked how old I was or how much I weigh. On the way to take me home, your car did not run out of gas. You did not stop to hawk some loogies off the overpass. Won't you please do something stupid so I can get over you? It's the least that you would do. The perfect man's not in my plan. I got too much to do. So won't you please do something stupid so I can get over you?
terrible plans I could never carry out. But who could blame me for wondering about it? Something should happen. Hypothetically, what would you do? Theoretically, if something should happen accidentally or medically, what if your girlfriend was gone? Would you call me up? Would you write me a letter? Would you tie a message to your Irish setter? Would you try to get through so we could be together? What if your girlfriend was gone? Would you walk away from your deep devotion, put a letter in a bottle and throw it in the ocean? Realize that you got a notion, but give me my long overdue promotion. Would you call me up? Would you write me a letter? Would you time it to see your Irish setter? Would you try to get through so we could be together? What if your girlfriend was gone?
Here's the Christmas Workshop Band with Dog Ate My Christmas Toy.
It's just another Christmas, but what to my surprise, under the tree, what was that? Blew my eyes. My presents were all chewed up. Who could have done it? Looking around the room, I could soon figure out my dog had a face of gloom. Whoops, he thought, what did he do? His eyes looked worried, not to my surprise. My dog ate my Christmas toys. Doggone that dog, gone dog. Doggone that doggone dog. My doggone dog ate my Christmas toy. Doggone dog ate my Christmas toy. He had a sheepish look on his face. I looked across the room and to my disgrace, he ate most of the presents, even the ones in that special case. The one with his doggy toy. Doggone that doggone dog. Doggone that doggone dog. My doggone dog ate my Christmas toy. Doggone dog ate my Christmas toy. Doggone dog. Well, it was kind of funny anyway. What will my mommy say? It's Christmas. We will have fun today. Because we love that doggone dog. Doggone dog ate my Christmas toy. Doggone dog, we love him anyway. Doggone dog. Doggone dog. Doggone dog.
Dog ate a Christmas toy. Christmas Workshop Band. Here's Count Ridicula and Vampire's Lament.
I like to suck on your neck, babe. It tastes so good to me. I like to suck on your neck, babe. You know it's Halloween. I haven't done this since last year, babe. And I've been waiting since then. I haven't done it since last year, babe. Can't wait to do it again. I like to suck on your neck, babe. It tastes so good to me. I like to suck on your neck, babe. You know it's Halloween. Thank you. look in the mirror, I can't even see my face. Can't even tell if my teeth are clean or if my hair's in place. But I'll be knocking on your door, baby, be saying trick or treat. I've been knocking on your door, baby, give your candy to me. I'd like to suck on your neck, baby, it tastes so good to me. I'd like to suck on your neck, baby, you know it's Halloween.
Graceland is a learning of experience of a uniquely elevated level in my life. Musically, politically, it's the gift that I got.
I'm David Dye. Join me for Paul Simon Graceland, a look back at the musical breakthrough and the political controversy that surrounded it.
Coming up on our next show, hope you enjoyed the comedy and had a few laughs. Thanks for listening. Have a great day, great night, wherever you are. See you next time. Bye.